Welcome to Nocturnal Admissions, the Las Vegas weekly nightlife podcast. I'm Deanna Rilling, and on the phone I have Toca Disco. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, I'm in the studio.
Great, fantastic. Well, I guess the news for us, I'm here in Las Vegas, but a lot of people in Vegas road trip out to California for the massives that they have out there. Multiple stages, lots of big artists, and you're actually going to be playing Nocturnal in San Bernardino this weekend. So have you ever played there or another Southern California massive before?
Actually, yes, but now you ask me what festival it was, and I can't tell you what.
That's okay.
I was actually this year, in the beginning of this year, I was playing there.
Okay.
I don't know, I think it was even also in San Bernardino, I don't know.
Okay.
But it was good, so I just don't remember the name. Too many geeks, you know.
No worries, I can't remember where I was last weekend half the time. Now, 2010 hasn't exactly been the year for festivals, from an underage girl who attended Electric Daisy Carnival in Los Angeles dying later at the hospital to the stampede that occurred in your native Germany this year at Love Parade. However, both events have been running for a long time without major incidents. So for you, as a DJ and producer, what do you think maybe is going on this year? And is it just because maybe dance music is getting more popular and there's more attendees?
No, I don't think so. I mean, this both. I don't know about the American incident, but I was very closely following the Love Parade thing, and you know the investigations that they have now. And I mean, it's still not clear whose fault it was. It seems to be that was a lot of bad coincidence happening, and not enough communication between the police and the organizers. And as horrible and sad it is, but it was really just an accident, just, you know, in quotes, an accident. It was people that, you know, organized a big event in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So, in general, I think it's not going down or something like this, you know. I mean, it was very sad, and I read a lot about it, and, you know, because I attended all the last six Love Parades, you know. Only this year I was not here, I was touring. So, you know, it's like something that was really close to me that happened, you know. And I knew all the guys that was playing there, or they were not playing because of the incident. And, I mean, it was a horrible thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the festival in one direction, or something is happening that is different from the years before, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about how the mainstream media portrays dance music?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's kind of like the same thing. It's repeating over and over in music history, you know. It's always like the old people don't understand the young people. It's like, you know, it was never different. Rock and roll was the music from the devil, you know, and Elvis was sent from hell, stuff like that, you know. And now, you know, we had a 50-year-old news moderator here that wrote a big article in a big newspaper saying that it's all about sex, drugs, and something like this, you know, which probably is there, but it's not, you know, especially in Germany, the whole drug scene is so small right now. Like, I would say like 80-85% that go to a party, they just drink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's not so much ecstasy going on anymore, and sex also not. I mean, it's cold, you know. Where are they gonna have sex? Maybe one, two people have sex from 1 million, you know.
So, right.
I mean, this is all exaggerated for people that, you know, probably never went to a party like this, you know. Never.
Exactly.
Don't know what is the music all about, you know.
Yeah, exactly. On the positive side, what's kind of your favorite thing about large-scale events as both a DJ and maybe an attendee?
Well, for me, I personally never went to festivals or something like this as, you know, in the crowd or in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I always just went there to play, and if you play, it's amazing, because it's, you know, if you have a lot of people on one place, the energy that this creates, you know, and then with the help of the music and the beats and the rhythm and, you know, and all the vibe, it's just amazing. It's unique, you know. You don't have anything. I can't think of anything that is, you know, similar, and, you know, and just like one person in the middle of the stage that is doing this with some records, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like kind of amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. You're in the studio right now. So what are you working on? I know your third artist album was supposed to be out this year, correct?
Yes, I have to finish two more songs and then it's done. But Because I was in South America on tour, now I'm going to North America on tour. You know, I had a lot of remix requests that I couldn't finish, and now I'm just trying to squeeze, you know, two more remixes before I leave in. And when I come back, I'm going to do like 5, 4, 6 more, and then finally finish the album and the new single.
Okay. So is that all you're working on in the studio right now, or any remixes or collaborations?
Yeah. I finished actually 2 remixes for some German bands, and right now I'm working on a track from Robbie Rivera.
Okay.
Like an old classic called Funkatron. I don't know if you know.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and he's putting this out like a 2010 remixes, and I'm going to do one.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I have to say, I love the title of your track, Too Many Shots of Jägermeister. So I have to wonder, what's maybe your worst experience with that particular beverage?
Well, you know, it is really dangerous, you know, especially when you're touring a lot, you don't sleep, and then you don't eat properly. And, you know, sometimes when I come to certain cities, I know a lot of people there, and they don't see me the whole year, you know, they just see me on that one night, and they think like, well, we have to have a good time, you know, and then they come the whole time because they know that I like Jägermeister. But if you have 10 people bringing Jägermeister the whole time, you know,
right,
like one after the other, then it can get really dangerous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I found this funny sample there, and I thought I wanted to make a statement that the people be very careful with this drink. You know.
Very good. What did you do before maybe getting into dance music? Did you just have a regular job, or were you in bands, or?
Yeah, I started to play drums when I was 10 years old, and, you know, and then I played in a lot of, like, school bands and, you know, teenage bands, and I kind of started to be a DJ just to make some money on the side, you know, and it evolved and got bigger and bigger, and for me it was perfect because I grew up in a small city, like 250,000 people, and there were not really people that wanted to live out of music, be a professional musician, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted to be live from music, doesn't matter how, you know, somehow in the music business. And being a DJ and a producer of electronic music is perfect for me because you can do everything alone, you know. I'm sitting in the studio alone, I don't have to ask somebody to come by or, you know, create something with somebody together. I can just be here, do it, and tomorrow I'm going on tour, you know. So it's very, you know, easy for me, and it's perfect for me.
Do you remember the first time you ever heard house music?
Yes. I was 17 years old, actually. I mean, in Germany, you can go to a club when you're 18 years old, right?
Okay.
And we were some friends, and, you know, I think the first time I started to play records were around, like, 15 or 16 years and years old, and I tried to mix, you know, like, 2 techno records and we just had the 2 turntables and a very crappy mixer, but we tried, with me and my friends, tried, you know, to beat match the records and stuff like that. And there was a big club close to the city where I was living, where, like, a big gay club, and they always were doing a closing of the season and the opening, and these were, like, the craziest parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then a friend of mine knew the bouncer, you know, like the doorman, and he kind of didn't want to let us in, but then he let us in, and it was, like, amazing. You know, we were, like, I don't know, for 8 hours or something like this behind the DJ booth, just looking what the DJ was doing, stuff like that.
Cool.
So this was really the first time that I was in a club listening to this kind of sound, you know.
What appeals to you most about house is maybe opposed to trance, like a lot of other German producers have gone, or even something else?
Well, what I always liked is of house music is that you can put it's evolving very fast, and almost no style that is forbidden to combine it with house music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually, you know, whatever, you just, you know, take any musical style, and then throughout the history of house music it was already, you know, sampled or influenced by it, or the beat or something like this, you know. So it's very open, and I'm my taste is very versatile. I have a lot of different kind of records and a huge record collection from all different kinds of music, and house music is the most modern music that you can always do a 4-to-the-floor bass drum, you know, and then do something on top of it, whatever, you know, whatever musical style. So it was always the most open music for me, you know, and also that it's coming from a gay scene, you know. and I live in Cologne. It's like a very gay city, you know. It's very free. Nobody's like looking at people that hold hands, you know, like women, girls and girls, or boys and boys, or whatever. And I always like that. I always like to live, you know, like in, you know, in a free environment where the people don't are not conservative and, you know, and boring, you know. Some other music stars, they are very conservative, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying what music stars, but mm-hmm. there are some music stars that stay the same since, I don't know, since their invention, you know. And this is like the most horrible thing for me, like most boring thing. I like, you know, to evolve and hear something new all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you yourself, speaking of couples and all that, you're married to a hot Brazilian, correct?
Yes.
Does she ever go on tour with you?
Yeah, she's actually my manager, so...
Well, there you go.
She's coming with me all the time, and it's perfect since we met 3 years ago. You know, so I was very depressed traveling alone, and I almost, you know... I tried to travel with another guy, like a tour manager, but, you know, I'm not so much like the butch guys that go there and drink a beer and watch TV and football, you know. I'm too artistic for that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to find another male person that thinks the same way, you know, and that's very stressy for me. So when I met my wife, and you know, she just finished law school, and then I asked her if she, you know, wanted to travel for, with me for some years before she goes into her job, you know, and then she agreed, and we married, and you know, and now she took over all the booking management, and you know, she's, you know, kind of my partner and everything. I play her the remixes and the songs first and see what she likes and stuff like that. So it's really perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then just to kind of wrap it up, I'm sure reporters ask a lot of the same questions. So is there anything is there anything that you've ever wanted to talk about that you haven't gotten out there, whether, you know, ideas for future projects or even the environment or politics or something?
Well, actually, I think that the scene in America is surprisingly evolving a lot lately. I don't know, you know, why, but, you know, I met Steve Aoki the other day. He, mm-hmm. he was in Cologne, and he was very nice, and we were talking a lot about, you know, how it's changing in America, and I think that's really cool, you know, like, dance music is getting a little bit bigger, and it's not only the trance guys and stuff, like, there's more alternative sounds and stuff like that, and I'm very happy about this, because I think America is a very important country in the world, and they should, you know, be open to all kinds of music. And I think in the next 5 or 10 years there will be happening a lot more in the US than before, mm-hmm. regarding the house and dance scene.
Now, you mentioned Aoki. He's actually got a residency here in Las Vegas where I'm at. As far as I can recall, I can't remember you being out here. Have you played Vegas before?
No. We had, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 requests, like, every time I came to America. And then it didn't work out because they booked somebody else and I couldn't come one Sunday late or something like this, you know. So uh-huh. It was always... never worked out, but I want to come for sure, you know. I want to go to Vegas. I mean, this was another thing that I talked with Steve. You know, he told me that it's really great. The scene is there. It's really, you know, big and people are crazy and stuff like that. So I hope I can come to Las Vegas soon.
Me too. Well, if people are really looking forward to seeing you, they can just drive from Vegas to San Bernardino. It's only a few hours' drive, so they can check you out at Nocturnal this weekend. And hopefully maybe we'll be able to bring you out here sometime in the near future.
For sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And have a good week. And I look forward to checking you out this Saturday. For up-to-date Las Vegas nightlife and dance music scene news, always be sure to check out LasVegasWeekly.com.